I'm looking forward to getting home, though. It's funny that I still call Ireland home. People often ask me, why wouldn't you just call London home? And they're right, I suppose. We Irish can be a bit a cone. Like the Christy Moore overload. Like bringing the Barry's tea over. Sure, you can buy Barry's tea in nearly every Sainsbury's, for feck's sake. It's not like we have it that bad. The Brits don't really get the famine. Perhaps that's why they still love making the spud jokes. Some of them think we went to school on horses 20 years ago and that every village in Ireland is like Father Ted. A posh English fucker in the pub said to me, "We shat on you. We fucking shat on you for 800 years. But sure, that was 100 years ago. And now there are another 100 ethnicities in England who truly do get shat on every fucking day. They get abused on the street, looked down at constantly. I don't think we ever had it that bad, did we? I overheard an old fella from home once. There is too much pressure on this country. Where are people supposed to go? Sure, there aren't enough jobs for the people that are here. We are bursting at the seams. It was different when I was coming over. And anyways, the Irish always contributed. We worked ourselves to the bone. I didn't know one person who didn't work. There wasn't any such thing as claiming benefits. You had to graft for every little bit. Sure, we half built London. All these illegal people, and they come in, and once they are in, that's it. And they leech, and they leech, and they leech away." I wanted to say something, but I didn't. I don't know why. But if I ever hear an Irish person say that again, I will say something. I'd remind them that we are the biggest load of immigrants of them all. We're bloody crawling the place everywhere. There's nothing but illegal Irish in America. We cover half of Sydney. We would be nothing only for immigration. We drowned and died trying to get away and trying to survive. And when we made it somewhere, we had to fight for our place and to make our mark. And the same things that they say about the leeching and no more room is exactly what they said about us in New York and Boston and Liverpool and London. The dirty, rotten, thick paddies, they are infesting the place. No Irish need apply. We went there when we needed to get out, didn't we? When the spuds were black in the fields. But when the shit hits the fan anywhere else, oh, we're bursting at the seams. They are leeches. Fuck the fact that they are fleeing war, hunger, rape, misery, and just want a better life for their children. People say it was okay for the Irish. It was different. But you know what? It wasn't. It was the exact fucking same. I work in a job centre in Tower Hamlets. One man sat in front of me, crying his eyes out. He was starving, and said his children were starving. He had come from Syria. They were given a box room for him, his wife, and three children. He was a teacher in Syria, and doing really well. He left because his brother got killed in the war, and he was scared he would die. Now he's somewhere, he doesn't speak the language, and is desperate to work but can't find a job. But he will find one, I'm sure. He just needs help for a little while, just like we did. In the end, they said he was eligible for £80 a week. That's for him, his wife, and children. I gave him food bank vouchers, and when he left, I went into the toilet and I cried my eyes out. This is wrong. Do you know how many Irish went to America in famine times? 2 million. Do you know how many refugees from Syria have been allowed into the UK during the war? 10,000. Ireland is home. England is home. London is home. But Jesus, aren't I just glad to have one? Aren't you? Man, I wish I was on that.
Where is Home was written by Teresa Cleary and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Justin McKenna. Where is Home is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.